What's going on, everybody? Joseph Mugen here, and this is The Bad Entrepreneur. So what to do in 2020 when you're quarantined? This is the quarantine of 2020. Well, I've been seeing a lot of, I would say, a lot of action on Facebook. You know, I've been trying to stay off of Facebook due to them banning, you know, like COVID-19 or coronavirus, you know, posts and whatnot. I'm pretty sure they have their reasons, but I don't want to get into that. But I've been seeing a lot of activity on Facebook with, you know, family, immediate family, close family, friends and whatnot. And so far, this is what this quarantine has been doing to us. So what do you do when you're quarantined and bored? Well, just want to let you guys know that, you know, this is, I don't think there's a best time to be quarantined, or anybody should be quarantined at all, you know. But let's take advantage of this situation, you know, because I've been, you know, feeling very negative about it, you know. Like, you know, even now, I still, you know, sometimes I'll just, you know, be at work or, you know, be doing something, and I'm like, holy crap, we are quarantined, you know, like, this is happening. It's not a movie, you know. This is something that you would think that would only happen in a movie, you know, like, or, you know, so. But let's take advantage of it, you know. That's what I want to talk about. You know, like, I've been seeing a lot of activity, and I want to encourage that activity. Not just starting it, but to also do it consistent. You know, right now, you know, you see people on Facebook, man, this is the best time to, you know, become an influencer. You know, to start my YouTube channel, to start my gaming channel on Twitch, to start my podcast. Or even learn a new skill. You know, this is how you should take advantage of this time. You know, like, you know, we're in an opportunity where, or even in a situation that we, you know, that is almost forcing us to work remotely, to not, you know, they call it social distancing, just so that, you know, we don't want to spread this virus, you know, just so that we don't disrupt or, you know, mess up our healthcare system, flood the hospitals and whatnot, because it's just, you know, it's just that contagious. But, you know, what else should be contagious is learning new skills, learning to do new things, and actually doing them and continuing them. Because it's gonna, you know, learning is always good. You know, learning is always great. Doing something that you want to do is always a good feeling. That's why when, you know, you go and ask for advice, and some people might say something, and if it's not, you know, you're basically trying to just verify your own thoughts already. Maybe you've already had your thoughts made, but you know, let's go out there and learn a new skill. Let's go out there, start a YouTube channel, podcast, do something. You know, take this, you know, especially if you're off work, or if you're going crazy, you know, cabin fever. You know, the other day, my daughter, my eldest, she was like, it was like midnight, and she was like singing her lungs out, you know, like, and I'm there asking my fiance, I'm like, what is she doing? I was like, is she on TikTok or something? You know, like, what is she doing? You know, like, is she, you know, but she's already on TikTok, you know, every day. But, you know, my fiance's like, no, they don't actually sing on TikTok. They just lip sync. I'm like, okay, so I'm guessing she's not on TikTok and she's just really bored. You know, like, take advantage. You know, like, practice. You know, practice on singing. Practice on your instrument. Take advantage of these times. You know, like, one of my cousins just started streaming, and I'm like, man, you know, in the right, you know, in the right angle, you know, the right, you know, if he strategized and put himself in the right situation as far as streaming, he could potentially do it. I mean, he did it on Facebook, and you know, he's got more views than I have ever had on any of my videos. But maybe I've been too hesitant and scared to post up my own stuff on Facebook, because you know, Facebook, your immediate circle is going to see it, people that follow you, people that, you know, and you know, from there you can always, you know, expand your reach and whatnot. So that's, you know, like I got on, you know, I told him like, yo, keep doing it, you know, like don't, like, F what the haters say, you know, because everybody's thought about it. Every millennial, every, even people, you know, I wouldn't say everybody, but a good majority of you have thought about it. Like, man, I should start a YouTube channel. You know, I like doing this. I want to do that. You know, I want to, you know, instead of wanting to, just take action, you know, and do it, you know. The other day I was, you know, listening to a speaker, and I think he's a British speaker, and he talks about, you know, how your success is not measured by the number of years or by a number of years, but more of by a number of actions, you know. And I think we should act. I think everybody should act. You know, get that YouTube channel started, you know, get that podcast started, you know, do what you're gonna, you know, learn those new skills, you know, put yourself, you know, after this whole epidemic or pandemic, you know, learn something from this pandemic. You know, we are learning something from this pandemic, you know, the government's learning something, big corporations are learning something about this pandemic, you know, taking advantage of this pandemic by, you know, encouraging the workers to work remotely. You know, that's something that's very new. You know, I mean, it's not a new concept, but to have 50,000, you know, to basically have your whole company work from home. You know, there's a lot, you know, right now you see a lot of even like broadcasters, you know, they're, you know, doing it remotely, you know, as well too, doing it in quarantine. Take advantage of this time, learn a new technology, learn a new skill. You know, that's what I just want people to do. And then stay consistent with it. You know, starting it is easy. Staying consistent is hard. And I encourage you, and if you know anybody who wanna get in that, you know, who wants to do that, who wants to do something better for themselves by, and I'm not just saying like those specific things, like, you know, maybe you don't like to create content, maybe you'd rather just be a worker bee, you know, then learn a new skill, you know, learn something that can change your life, you know, invest in yourself. You know, yes, we you know, we're in a crisis where, you know, we may need a government bailout and different industries. Yes, it's understandable. Even, you know, my industry where I help my parents out, you know, even that industry is hurting, you know, food industry. You know, they've closed down dining restaurants, you know, states are going into quarantine. Well, while you're quarantined, do something. You know, stop getting on Facebook. You know I'm guilty of that. But, you know, just stop reading these, you know, these headlines. You know, it's all SEO, guys. It's all clickbait. And I, you know, like, it's even sometimes the articles can be written in a way where it can be very biased. And if that's all you're seeing in your head, you're gonna get depressed. You know, you're gonna feel down about the situation. You're gonna feel like you can't do anything. Yeah, you can do something. You can still change your life. You can still change the lives of people around you by learning a new skill or by taking initiative and doing something, taking action. That's all I want to talk about today. So, but thank you for listening. I know this has nothing to do with being an entrepreneur yet, but it's the start of something, and it's better to start than never start. Thank you for listening. This is Joseph Mugen. This is the Bad Entrepreneur, encouraging everybody to stay positive through this time. And one way to stay positive and keep your mind busy is learning a new skill. So, you know, figure out what your passion is, or if you know what your passion is already, you know, find a way to communicate it to the world. to your niche market. Joseph Mugen, out. What's going on, everybody? Joseph Mugen here, and this is the bad entrepreneur who is being bad at being an entrepreneur. How bad? Well, still don't have a business yet. Have a business plan, have probably the skill sets, but failure to launch still, or maybe I just don't feel that I am good enough. But once again, I'm back in the whip, back in the car. Just doing my podcast. It's been a while, and it's always been a while, but this time it's been about like 6 months since I've thrown out any content out there, and I'm starting to really miss it. So figured I'd get back on, update everybody on what's been going on in my business life, honestly. Well, I mean, one reason why I have been on a hiatus is due to the fact that I've been quite busy. Not as busy and efficient as most would want, but pretty, learning some stuff and actually finally making some money off of these digital skills that I've learned. It's nothing crazy, nothing great, but it's something to keep me motivated and keep me confident as far as trying to go on this journey and of trying to fully work remote online. And not just that, but start my own business online, like some of you or most of you hopefully, or even just a side hustle. That's one thing that I've been really focusing on as well too, just because your side hustles will eventually, or can eventually, be your business, your next big business idea, and you'll never know, at least until you try it. And some people, they might try a lot of different side hustles, just to make that little extra cash until they can, get their business going, which is totally fine as well. And that's what I've been doing. Right now I'm doing contract work, getting a little bit of, getting paid about, I'll just go ahead and say about $1,000 a month just to do social media management, posting, content creation. And I really, really enjoy the content creation part of it. And I think that's why I've been itching or missing out on podcasting. And I've spoke about moving my podcast, not just on Stitcher, not to like Stitch or anything like that, but to an actual podcasting platform. But we'll see, because it's a lot of work. Like the gentleman that I work with, my boss right now, he has a podcast that he does interview style, and he also has a weekly mastermind that he does that I help promote on his Facebook, and because that's what I do. And it's a lot of work, but he has been able to be consistent. And sometimes, even though he, he'll even doubt himself, he's like, Joe, like this, all this work that I'm doing, like I, he's like, I don't see the, we see the analytics, but I guess there's no, I can't think of the word, but haven't really seen any traction. But there is some traction, but he was losing motivation. But I told him, hey, you just keep doing it, because what we're doing on your social media pages already, or through your social media networks already, when people see that you're already giving out free content and giving free value, giving out valuable information, teaching and doing what it'll reinsure them, reinsure potential clients or people that are just looking for answers, or who have questions and who are unsure of themselves. You're that person that's going to be able to help answer those questions directly or even indirectly, just by the content that you're pushing out. And he was gonna keep pushing out content anyways. but you know, he was gonna keep pushing out anyways. And then I just told him, I'm like, just keep doing it, you know, eventually we'll see something come of it, you know, it takes time. And it got me thinking, and you know, I'm just like, man, I guess I've been kind of slacking so much as far as content creation. You know, I'm doing graphics, but I haven't been able to, and don't mind the notifications, you know, but, you know, but yeah. And I'm just like, man, and I've spoke about this too, and sometimes, you know, you just have to do these things that you say. I remember when I first started recording my first initial content, my first initial podcast, or like maybe like 10, my first 10, I talk about, but yeah, in those episodes, what I do is I basically talk about having your content always being there, and then people being able to, but yes, I did
cancel.
So in those episodes, I talk about, you know, having your content there and for people to go on and listen to, and it'll always be there unless you choose to take it down or unless you get flagged for some sort of reason. And one of the platforms that's, I think, that's very good at doing that is YouTube, because, you know, especially you get more connection just due to the fact that you're, you know, showing your face, you're building more of a rapport with your audience and your community, you know, essentially, you know, your audience and then your community. But yeah, I mean, well, we'll see though, you know, because something I have been wanting to do, I think I should just really not be so afraid, I guess you can say, you know, or, you know, just don't doubt myself as much. And but I think that with the work that I've been doing with my boss, and you know, all the with the contract work, you know, I have, you know, you see things work. You know, you did things, and those things actually work. And when those things actually work, and you see it work, you know, you start to feel more confident. Even though it's just the first time, but now I'm also testing with my own social media, and you know, and you know, creating, you know, business pages and other stuff like that on Instagram, and really trying to understand the different platforms on a different level, and really trying to lead generation, you know, gain leads, get leads, as far as being on those platforms. And how can I use Facebook to get me more customers, more clients? How can I, you know, just, you know, on whichever platform that you're on right now, the main platforms that I'm really focused on is mainly Facebook, because there's so many people on there. Instagram, of course, for me personally, and then LinkedIn for me and my boss, and he's on LinkedIn as well too. And you know, because all the different platforms, you know, have different type of content that you should be curating to those platforms, it makes it a little bit harder, or I guess you can say time consuming, to, you know, create content for each and every single one. So we're trying to figure that out, trying to set up a, you know, a social media playbook, you know, that I'm personally writing myself for him. And it's really, you know, opening certain thoughts in my mind, you know, that, and it's giving me the feeling and the, you know, and the confidence, like, hey, you know, I could do this, you know, I know what I'm doing, you know, I do this, well, I've been doing this for about 3 to 6 months. And you know, and I just feel dumb, because I should be putting out content, and my boss talked about it. He's like, you know, you have all this knowledge, but you know, now is your chance to showcase it, you know, when he initially hired me on as a contractor. And I think that's the thing, you know, that's the main problem, is that I haven't been showcasing my skill sets. And once you're, you know, and solving problems to sharpen my tools and sharpen my skills as well too. And I think that's something that I want to go forward on with, but we'll see, you know, I guess I don't sound confident at that point, but it's just that I don't want to, you know, promise, you know, I just don't want to, you know, make promises and not keep them. But yeah, I mean, sorry for all the interruptions. I mean, I thought I'd turn off all my notifications and everything like that, but still going off. It is what it is. But, you know, as I was saying, yeah, definitely, you know, I don't want to promise, you know, make empty promises, you know. So hopefully, you know, I'm not saying hopefully, I will, you know, because it's something I really want to do. And, you know, learning how to, you know, build a personal brand. And not just that, but also, you know, because that's also what I'm initially doing with my boss, is that, you know, helping him with his personal brand so that he can be able to get clients within his new transition of becoming, you know, the next step in his business. So, yeah, and just seeing those things happen and not just, you know, not just like watching like a YouTuber, although you see the YouTubers grow, you know, it's hard to actually implement the strategies that they may be telling you, because sometimes, you know, because they, as sucky as it is, I mean, I'll give a contrast like this, you know, like it just depends on the type of popularity or if you're trying to aim for like keywords, you know, little things like that, you know, as the YouTube SEO, you know, how the algorithm works, you know. So it's like, I mean, you can always go that route. I mean, and then it's so hard because you always want to do so many things, and it's so hard to focus on just one thing. And that's why I've decided to just do mainly social media, just due to the fact that it was not something that I wanted to do initially, but now that I've been doing it and I have been seeing, you know, seeing that it works, seeing that social media does work, and it's just a strategy that, you know, you use, honestly. And once you start seeing those, it makes more sense. And, but, you know, I don't know, but we'll see. Hopefully something comes up soon. But yeah, I think that'd be all for today. This is Joseph Mugen with The Bad Entrepreneur. And yeah, let me know how things are going with everybody, as far as their journey, their side hustle, your side hustles and everything like that. But thank you for listening. Thank you for your time. Peace.